MySpace was once the most popular social networking site, providing a place for users to showcase their true selves. It gained fame for allowing users to personalize their pages with personal photos and music, making each profile unique. People could freely express their likes and interests, turning their pages into a digital scrapbook. Two fans of MySpace, Monica Hawkins and Melissa Christin, fondly remember the site's uniqueness. Hawkins enjoyed posting unfiltered photos where she could be herself, without worrying about judgment. Meanwhile, Christin appreciated how it served as a personal digital space, where she could share her world with friends and followers. The current owners, Tim and Chris Vanderhook, have mentioned the idea of bringing MySpace back, though they have not shared any definite plans. Marketing experts suggest that if the site can focus on its original features, such as customization and personal expression, it might attract both past users and new ones, curious about a different social media experience. In summary, while MySpace's return remains uncertain, its legacy as a platform for creativity and individuality continues to resonate with many. It serves as a reminder of how online communities can provide a canvas for personal expression and connect people in authentic ways.